Blog Talk Radio.
Yesterday, once again, for those who don't know, it's the sounds of the youngest DJ in charge, Ron G. I want to say what's up to Mary, and it's that Uptown Classic. Give it to him. Take him uptown to the full of jam. Take him uptown to the full of jam. Take him uptown to the full of jam. Take him uptown to the full of jam.
We'll be right back.
Right, Dons and Divas. Welcome. I am your host, Rich Money, and welcome to another episode of Love and Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show for y'all. We had the GQ General Question that was going down. We had a lot of great conversations on the lot. It was some big combos going on with that. We also had up-and-coming artist I Am Monet, and we played her smashing single, Bungee Girl, and G.I. Joe. Don't forget to check her out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, up as I Am Monet. Don't forget to get those singles, because her singles is fire. We also had author Charlotte Dulow, and we talked about her novel, End of the Road, which it was just a strong novel with so much ethics and ingenuity in that book that we had to have her do a poem. And she said a poem about her brother-in-law, which broke some people down. Very good episode last week. To hear last week archives, you could go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's G-E-E-Q-U-E Palace, and check out the archives. Tonight, we have another banger for y'all. We got the GQ General Question. You know, just call and let us know what you was thankful for this past Thanksgiving. How was the food? Which family member can cook? Which family member did cook? What you eat? What you didn't eat? What you put in the garbage on the low? Let us know about all that from 6 to 6:30. Then from 6:30 to 7, we have one of the biggest promoters in the building, Robert V. Cruz. And he's going to let us know what's been going on with him. And he also got this big comedy event that he got going down. And he's going to talk to us about that and let us know where that's at. That's from 6:30 to 7. Then from 7 to 8, we have 11-year-old Tania Tay. I believe I'm saying her name right. And she's doing big things, beautiful voice and everything. She was in Source Magazine. She's taking the whole thing to a whole nother level. We're going to play her smashing single, So Beautiful. After her, Tanae, I believe I say her name right. I'm going to say Tay for short. We have author Kiki. And we're going to talk about her novel, Promise, that's hitting the nation real hard. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with the GQ General Question. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace Love and Entertainment. It's Butter Baby. All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. Like I said, we're just going to sit back. If you want to call in and let us know what you was thankful for on Thanksgiving, feel free to call in and let us know. If you're on your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. Let us know which food you like that was good, which food you like that wasn't good, what food you tossed in the garbage on a download that ain't nobody know about. What family member can't cook? What was that family member that was cutting that cake and licking the icing off their fingers and then started cutting the cake again? You know what that is? Other than that, we're going to sit back, relax. We're going to enjoy some tunes. And, you know, we're going to play it out like that. What we're going to do right now, we're going to get into this next joint by Mary J. Blige. Just Fine, just to keep y'all in the mood. This is Rich Money, GQ College Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
What's going on, Dons and Divas? This is Rich Money. I see people calling in. Like I said, if you want to get on the air and let us know what you're thankful for, just press 1. Let us know about that Thanksgiving meal. Was it good or was it bad? We're going to get into another joint right here. We're going to get into Blurred Lines by my man Robin Thicke here on GQ Palace Radio. Let's go.
Everybody get up.
Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. And with me, I have the first caller on the line. Hello, caller, state your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Lavina, calling from Long Island.
Oh, Lavina? Oh.
Yes.
That's an unusual name.
Right.
Well,
right,
Lavina,
right.
Would you like to let listeners know what are you thankful for? You know, how was your Thanksgiving? Was it good? Was the food good? Did you stash anything in the garbage that don't nobody know about?
Well, I'm thankful for my my family, my friends, the positive circle of people. I'm thankful for my health and strength. Thankful that I was able to get up and say I'm thankful, you know, both yesterday and today. As far as the food, well, I kind of stole some of my mom's food in the morning. And tradition is, you know, you sit down and you eat dinner together, but I had to work. So I kind of went in there and took some macaroni and cheese, some potato salad. I took pork, pork spare ribs, and a beef short rib. And it was all delicious.
So you trying to tell me you didn't stash no food from nowhere? Everything you ate, you know, was the family, did any family members bring something over that you wasn't crazy about? You tasted and stashed it in the garbage or anything?
No, I was at work. So I don't know if somebody did bring something. I don't know where it was at, but I was working like a runaway slave.
So what was it like working on Thanksgiving? You know.
It was, at first it was a little hard because I missed my family. Usually the holidays I'm with them, so I missed my family, so it was hard. But then one of the girls, you know, she got to have a visit, and it was a visit that we had worked extremely hard on, you know, trying to get her mom to come up to see her. So her mom came and brought all her siblings. So seeing the look on her face, it was a wonderful feeling. She hadn't seen her mom in like 4 or 5 months, so it was nice. That was nice, but then, you know, I guess kids will be kids, and some of the kids decided they wanted to act a fool, and they did act a fool. You know, broke computers, broke keyboards, broke the menorah that was hanging up. Just really trashed the place, flipped the tables and chairs over.
What actually makes these kids act like this, especially on this holiday, that's Thanksgiving? Was it because their parents didn't come, or was it just because this is the way they normally act, especially on a holiday like Thanksgiving?
Well, see, usually if they're going to act out, they do it earlier in the day, you know, and that's usually like visiting starts at like 12 o'clock. So usually if they're going to do something, they're going to do it then. But they didn't do it then. They actually waited until it was time for bed and everybody was supposed to be going in their room. After they took their medication, and a couple of them refused to go in the room, and then they plan to, you know, turn up is what they call it. So they plan to turn up, and they turned up, and then staff turned it down. And today, going into work, the bosses was pretty much like, okay, well, the reason they probably did it is because you guys didn't have enough activities for them to do.
Because it's like she's blaming y'all because of the kids, you know, acting up. But she's saying that's why they did it, because y'all probably didn't have enough activity for them to do, which I don't see how activities, you know, could stop these kids from doing. That means they got to have certain things, I guess, in their hand as well when you're dealing with activities. How did that make you feel for, you know? You know, did you just be like, well, you know what, let me just...
I had to bite my tongue because, to me, I think people have to understand that it's easier to sit back and not be in a certain situation but to give your opinion about it. You know, I think that, you know, when yesterday everyone was at home and they was enjoying their food and spending time with their family and their, you know, friends, we were, you know, working like runaway slaves, you know, putting people in restraints, you know, holding people down so they can get IMs, you know, which is the needles. I think that there was a lot, you know, for us, and I think that sometimes people, you know, they come in from their perspective the next day, and their perspective pretty much is, well, you know what, I think it was this because it wasn't enough activities for them to do. And, you know, don't get me wrong, you know, where it would have been like a full day. Usually on holidays, you know, of course, there's no school. You know, there's no alternate education for these kids. So yes, maybe we could have one or two more groups, but to me, even kids outside of this type of facility, if they already have it in their mind that they're going to do something, they're going to do it regardless. And I did, you know, the two shifts, and I actually flat ironed hair, you know, I blow dried hair, I greased scalps, I did corn rolls. Like, they were busy. We went and got them snacks from downstairs so they didn't have to have the regular chips and soda. You know, like we did, I think, you know, as staff, I think we did what we had to do. And I don't think that we got credit for it today. I think it was kind of like a smack in the face because everything that's broken and everything is destroyed. You know, we have a level system where they're supposed to be, you know, restricted to the unit. And today they were pretty much like, you know what? We're not going to drop anyone's level. Even though they destroyed the property and two staff members got hurt and one got bit, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, wow. Next time, you know, we'll learn for Christmas pretty much. So my feelings was hurt initially. And, you know, now I just feel like, okay, I know that next year, you know, Thanksgiving, I won't be there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you. You know, family is the most important thing. It seems like you went through a lot. Excuse me. On this Thanksgiving Day. But we do have another episode coming up, and I'm sorry it wasn't that much time, but I really do want to thank you for joining us. My lines is flooded. If you got any information you want to give out to the people, feel free to do so. If you was just calling for the general question, that's also good as well.
Well, I was calling for the general questions, but I just want to do my little shameless plug, you know. Not this Sunday, the following Sunday, GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. with yours truly. Me.
Shameless plug.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, people, my lodge is flooded. Don't forget GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Not this Sunday, next Sunday. With Miss Lavina Polite. Coming up next, we got one of the biggest promoters in the building, my man Robert V. Cruz. And he's doing a lot of big things. And we're going to find out what's going on in his next event and find out whatever events he got going on. So stay right there and don't move. This is Rich Money here on GQ Palace Radio. Love and Entertainment. It's Butter.
Does that stays hot, I ain't gotta get my buzz back. What everybody trying to be now, I was that. They could never stop me, that's why I love rap. Been living the life, crazy ice. With the baddest chicks in the world, maybe twice. The swag, the gear, the bread, all the whips is a year ahead. I only fear the feds. 45 on the other side of the peephole. Headshot from point blank, call it a free throw. Funny cause I had the vision since Coleco. Back then, still ain't reached my peak though. Louis Lopez, yeah, Polo Pico. Call me whenever the bosses meet, yo. I drove Poppy crazy, so the industry's never gonna stop me, baby. Just know one thing, they can't stop me. Whether I'm on Fifth or L.A. or swap me, it's all good, cause I know the gangsters got me. First things first, the jaws of broccoli. I treat the rap game like a large monopoly. One-on-one, niggas can't guard me properly. And when they double-team me, the odds are sloppy. I move like them 80 milligrams of oxy. Send your sister back to your family, not me. Got too hot for the grams, he got weed. In the rap bracket, he remains the top seed. Revolver holds six, quick to blow three. Audio heroin, so you don't OD. Shooters know you, but you don't know me. The block is crazy, can't stop me, baby.
You can't stop me.
drawers ain't gonna be able to stop the bleeding. And your girl ain't gonna be able to stop the wheezing. When she get that phone call from the doc, we even. You could not stop me, so stop believing. Ringtone rap, this is not the season. Punchline's hard enough to stop your breathing. And the ladies will still pay a lot to see him. I'ma get rich long as I got my freedom. Usually when you get hit, it's for a reason. If you in the hood, better dodge the D's and watch your Q's and be on your P's. And thank y'all all for coming out this evening, having a good time with your liquor and treason. Even if they knock me, then continue to watch me, they still wouldn't be able to stop me.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have one of the biggest promoters in NYC, my man Robert V. Cruz. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate it.
No doubt. You know, I thank you for joining us, Rob. I know you got a lot of big things going on, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay busy.
Yeah, I don't see how you trying. You is busy. You a busy man. You know, so I really thank you for joining us. You're definitely a busy man. I see you got a lot of things going on. So let me ask you, in your field of being a promoter, how do you deal with all the activities that go on, like people coming to you and calling you about tickets and you getting this person for the ticket and everything? How do you feel about that? Is it like a stressful thing, or are you just naturally known to, you know, just relax and deal with the situations as they occur?
Well, I try to relax, but it's very stressful. You know, you have to, it's a delicate balance between your personal and your business life, you know, and on top of this promoting game, you know, I have a day job. So, you know, that's double stressful because you really got to balance the time and the energy and everything, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say promoter, a lot of people don't realize, everybody think a promoter is dealing with the party situation. But on your level, you're more like a promoter for dealing with comedy. Am I right?
No, actually, I'm a promoter. I deal with different aspects. I like everything that's positive or stuff that moves me. You know, basketball, music, comedy. You know, I like comedy a lot, but, I mean, I do other things, so... Me as a promoter, I just do events. You know, I do stuff that interests me and I think it's going to please the masses.
So you just a promoter that's doing the whole 360 thing, mainly.
I'm in charge of outside the box. Just I'm trying to break the box, you know. I'm just doing stuff, you know.
I definitely feel you on that. Now, what I want you to do is let some of the people know about some events you had in the past, you know, and some of the events you got coming up. Because, you know, you got people that's listening, and they probably like, okay, what events has he done, and, you know, what events he did, and what events he got coming up. So I want you to fill them in on that.
Okay, well, offhand off the top of my head, and earlier this year, January, I did the tiebreaker basketball game. It was the comedians versus the promoters, and I had DJ Lady D. Wells on the set, and I had comedian Smokey Suarez coaching the comedians, and, you know, I was coaching the promoters. So we did that in Harlem. That was in January. And then throughout the year, I did the Comedy Cozy at the OZ Tavern in the Bronx, and that was with comedian Sean Harvey and DJ Any Styles. We did that twice a month throughout the year, and then in September we just did the Pow Pow Comedy Show at the Golden Palace, and we had DJ Kid New, and we had the host comedian Imagine, and that was pretty hot. So that's some of the things I have done. On top of that, I'm a promoter for Bigger and Better Things Entertainment. So shout out to Mike BBT. So we do that every last Saturday of the month down at Albella's, and that's on 10 Reed Street between Elk and Center.
Okay. Well, you definitely got a lot of things going on. Ain't no question about it. Now, what events you have coming up? Because I know you got this big event coming up, this big comedy event. You know, I definitely know about that.
Okay, tomorrow night we're going to be at Albella's. We got the BBT Red and Black Affair. And that's at Albella's, 10 Reed Street, as I stated, between Elk and Center, down by City Hall. The music is by DJ Super Dave and the Harlem Showstopper, DJ Danny D. And on top of that, that's an exotic affair. So we're going to have a strip show party for the fellas. I mean, it's going to be female strippers. So that's going to be crazy tomorrow night. My big comedy show is going to be at the Golden Palace Friday.
You're getting those people in trouble now.
Now, Friday, December 6th, we're going to be at the Golden Palace in Parkchester, Bronx. That's 1451 Union Park Road. And that's going to be crazy. You got comedian Tony Woods. Funkmaster Flex is supposed to be coming through for the after party. We got DJ Smoothie. We got DJ Prime. Like I said, Imagine is the host. I got comedian Damon Rozier. I got comedian Marcus Banks. So that's a big, crazy comedy show and after party. We got Friday, December 6th, the Pow Pow Comedy Show and After Party. Also, the after party is produced by Dennis Bonner and Vontae Taylor.
Now, let me ask you, when it comes down to doing comedy events, is it much more harder or easier when it comes to doing, like, a promotional event or a party?
I think a comedy event is harder. It's a dicey animal. There's so many different comedy shows all over the city, and there's so many different comedians, and it's just a little more work. You gotta DJ and you gotta deal with comedians, so that's a double aspect. So I think the comedy show is a little bit harder.
But which one, you know, not to put you on the spot or anyone or anything like that, but which one would you say is more liking to be a professional field division? Would it be the comedy or would it be the music, the party?
I love the comedy game. I like the laughter. I like the crowd. The comedians, the talent level, I just love that. If you up on the stage with the microphone and, you know, you got to get the people to laugh, I just like that whole challenge. So I definitely love the comedy game.
Now, a person in your field division, especially when it comes to comedy, how do a comedian deal with somebody? Have you ever had a comedian on stage that deals with, what is it, a hacker? That deals with a hacker and they just have them get thrown out of their, you know, out of their performance? Would you still pay them for that even though the hacker threw them out their performance?
Oh, I never encountered that. But if you paid your money and you got thrown out for acting a fool, chances are I don't think you're going to get paid. But I never encountered that. I mean, you know, we're embarrassed. I never encountered that situation, you know. But me personally, as a promoter, if I did, you know, if I had to throw the cat out, I would give them their money back. I probably would.
No, I'm not talking about the I'm talking about the comedian. If you got the comedian on stage and you got the, I think they call it a heckler. I'm not sure what they
heckler.
Call it.
A heckler.
A heckler. Okay, yeah. Heckler. Okay, you got the heckler that's distracting a comedian. And you already paid that comedian to perform that show. But the comedian get thrown off by the heckler. Do you still pay that comedian even though they got thrown off by the heckler?
What do you mean by thrown off? You mean thrown off their timing or their jokes or?
Yeah, thrown off, and, you know, they just stop their whole performance, and, you know, they trying to, like, tell a person, listen, I'm performing up here, such and such. Meanwhile, their time is still going. You understand what I mean? Do you? have you ever experienced something like that, and then you still have to pay the comedian?
Or do the comedian
don't get paid?
I still pay them, definitely, and a lot of times they'll make that even funnier. They'll make that person the butt of the jokes. And as I stated, as long as the people laugh and enjoy themselves, you know, that's what I'm all for, you know. So if it has to be at somebody's expense, then that's what it has to be. But I get mostly top-notch comedians. And if you're a professional, you can transition. You know, you can transition from a heckler and still get back into your routine.
Oh, even though they might. Oh, okay. Because, you know, the reason I asked you that, because I was just thinking about, what was that movie, The Nutty Professor, when Eddie Murphy was, and the comedian was up there, I forgot his name. I don't know who it was that was
Dave
up there. Eddie Murphy started.
Dave Chappelle.
Okay, that's who it was. Dave Chappelle, exactly. And he got on Dave Chappelle. And so that's what made me actually think about it. In a situation like that, do the comedians still get paid? Because they ain't really do no act. You understand what I mean? So that's what I was thinking about. Like, how can they still get paid? Because me personally, I'll be like, well, you know, you let this guy come and take over your show, so I should pay him instead of paying you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was one of my favorite parts of the movie.
I said, oh, man. I said, wow. And that's what actually made me think about that just now.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, I know
no
comedians are some good, but some comedians, you understand, they jokes don't be that funny. And you got some people that might get distracted. I don't see the worst thing about a show, a comedian show, is being in the front row. Because that's why nobody likes to be in the front row of a comedian show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But my
thing
is, yeah, they will. But my thing is, what made you start doing comedy events?
I fell in love with the game. I used to sell tickets for Ray DeJean. He used to do stand-up at the movies out in Brooklyn, at the Linden Movie Theater. So I used to sell tickets for him. I used to watch the shows all the time, and I just loved the whole atmosphere and the feel of it and the comedian's talent. So, you know, it's just a progression, just selling tickets and being around and this and that. And after a certain amount of years, I said, you know something, I could do this. And I just got up the nerve and put it into play, you know.
So what's actually the hardest thing about putting a comedy event together?
Well, the hardest thing at any event is getting the people to come out. That's the hardest part. I don't know. There's so many comedians to choose from, and you just want to – you don't want to target a certain audience. So it's hard to pick, you know, the right comedians to get what you want to accomplish. You know, not only the New York scene, but you got comedians that are coming from out of town and different things. And it's just – the hardest part to me is just putting together a solid lineup.
Wow.
You know, get a lineup that, you know, people that I know that are going to make me laugh, or that not only make me laugh, but that will make the masses laugh. You know, different talents. And, you know, some people can do impersonations, and some people can tell stories. It's just different assets, different factors, you know, of the comedy game. That it's just putting together a show that you know that you feel is gonna really hit the crowd, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So let me ask you, in your field of vision, so you mainly do, like you said, professional comedians. So you wouldn't do nobody that's an up-and-coming comedian? And if you was to do it, would you have them perform in front of you first, or you just give them that spot and be like, all right, do what you do?
Yeah, I would put an up-and-coming comedian on, but what I try to do is I try to hit, you know, I try to get experienced cats up there already, because people's attention spans and time is really short. I don't want to have people in there too long. You know, I want to get straight to it. So, I mean, there's open mics and there's amateur nights and different things for up-and-coming comedians to really get their feet wet. But my show, I try to bring the best, you know, seasoned comedians out there. That's how I do it.
Now, so how did you come up with your names for your comedy show? Because, I mean, it's Laugh Out Loud and how do you come up with these names? Is it something that just pop in your head at that present time, or is it something where you have to get with a group and y'all get together and, you know, other promoters, you do it yourself? Or how does that work? How do you come up with it?
Me, basically, I try to get something that rhymes or has a nice ring to it. So I came up with the Comedy Cozy at the Ozy. The pow is Imagine's thing. I think that's a Hispanic phrase that means to hit. So the pow comedy show is an amazing thing. But I try to get something that's kind of catchy, that'll ring or whatever. You know, probably usually has something to do with the venue.
Okay. Now, do you do your events by yourself? Do you gather a couple of promoters all together? Like you said, Mike, you know, Bigger and Better Things, Is it just y'all two that do this thing, or do you just get other promoters to come along and ask them to come along and, you know, join in? You got these events going on, or you just do it yourself?
I normally try to get other promoters. Bigger and Better Things is Mike's thing, and actually I'm joining on with him. But I just bring the comedy aspect when we was doing the comedy. But I try to get other promoters, but a lot of times, you know, people don't have the same vision as you. So, you know, you're stuck out there doing what you have to do by yourself. But I try to collaborate, but sometimes it doesn't happen. So most of the stuff I do on my own.
Now, I know before you also did like a bus rides and, you know, trips to like the basketball games and everything. How do you, you know, balance all that out, considering the fact you're, I believe you're a family man as well? How do you balance everything out? The wife don't get upset, or the couple don't get upset? How do you balance it all out?
Oh, it's crazy, man. I catch so much heat. You can't imagine what I go through, man. But it's funny you can mention it, because I do got the bus trip. I got the NBA trip to Philly coming up in January. January 11th, we're going to Philly to see the Knicks and the 76ers. And the bus is leaving from the State Building on 125th Street. Shout out to my team, Robert Dominic Enterprise, Eric King, Eric Davis, Regina Tatuck. Shout out to everybody that helped me. But my bus is full, but like I said, it's hard balancing these things. But, you know, you do what you do. You know, you just got to pick your spot. If you love what you do, you're going to make it happen, you know. And my family's really really considerate of what I'm doing. And they, you know, they've been to an extent. They've been.
So what would you tell somebody that's trying to become a promoter and not feel the division of comedy? What advice could you give them to get to where you at? Or to try to get to where you at?
Don't do it. I would say study the game. I say talk to some of the bigger promoters out there. I say to go to different shows. You know, before you try to do something, see what it's about. Don't think that you can just call up some comedians and say, I'm throwing on a show. But go to a few shows and study, and maybe talk to a few promoters, and even talk to some of the bigger comedians of the game. And, you know, they can help you save time and cut some corners or figure out ways to, you know, get your thing off the ground. That's the best advice I could give.
So, in other words, it's harder to get comedians to do shows than it is for like a DJ to get like a professional to do like a regular party show.
Yeah, I would say that. I would say it's harder to get. Yeah, definitely. It's much. I think it'd be easier to get a DJ to do a party. I think it's much easier. Yeah, I would say.
Wow.
And that's challenge of it too, you know. And the whole thing too, I mean, my thing is that I'm not going to just do a comedy show. I'm going to have an after party. So, you know, you're going to get your laugh on, but you're going to come and get your dance on also.
So, what's the best thing you like about being a promoter doing comedy? Let me say being a promoter, period.
The best thing, it's like a rush or a high when you look out there and you see the people laughing and having a good time. You see the comedian or the DJ or you know, you see people enjoying themselves. That's like the best thing I get out of it, you know. When I'm in that stadium out in Philadelphia, and you know, I got, you know, 40 or 50 of us that we came in on the bus, and you know, we enjoying the game. That's my thing right there. That's my payment. I'm good.
So, let me ask you. As far as you doing a promotional thing for parties like the bus rides and everything, what about the music? Did that ever cross your mind? Because it seems like you got a lot of things going on. You got the comedy, you do the events, you do the bus rides. All you need now is an artist and put them out there. Did that ever cross your mind? That's all you really need. Once you get the artist out there, you already got the fan base. So now you just get the artist out there with that right type of music and everything. And boom, now you got this manager thing going. Because I noticed a lot of promoters is also doing that too. They're getting groups. Is that something that crossed your mind?
No, I haven't. I'm still working on my craft. I'm still trying to get the comedy show down to, you know, where I want it, and still trying to enjoy this thing right now. So I haven't even tried to branch out. You know, I did a comedians versus the promoters earlier this year, and that was pretty good. We raised some money for that. And no, I haven't even thought about the artist. And we're getting better things every month. That's big right there, you know. So I got my hands full.
I got my hands full. So you're not even thinking about the group right now.
Not even thinking about the group.
So you got the bus ride coming up in January. December next week, you got the comedy event.
Pow Pow Comedy Show.
The Pow Pow Comedy Show in December. You got the bus ride in January. What else you got going on after that? After that, you just relax yourself for a little bit.
Well, the end of December, you know, like I said, every last Saturday of the month, big and better things. We're going to be back at our Bellas, and we're going to have the nice and naughty dance party. So, but in the wintertime, yeah, I do try to take it easy. So after the bus ride, you know, I'll figure out what's the next move after that. But matter of fact, in April, we're going to go back to Philly. We're going to see the Brooklyn Nets against the Philadelphia 76ers. That's April 5th. So we're going to do the bus trip again.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
We're going to do the bus trip again. But in between that time, you know, I'll try to figure out what the next move will be. But it's basically bigger and better things and the bus trips in 2014.
So, you know what? My line is flooded. What I want you to do is let the people know exactly how to get in touch with you for December, even for the bus ride in general. Just give them the information real fast right now.
Okay, you can reach me, Robert D. Cruz, on Facebook. That's Cruze. You can reach me on Instagram, rdiddy1. You can reach me, 917-744-3485. If you need tickets, any information for my events. That's basically it. You can contact my team at that number also, too, Robert Dominic Enterprise.
Now, let me ask you, when do you think you'll be at the point where you'll be like, all right, you know what, I'm done, I'm finished, I'm not even doing no more events. No more comedy, no more party, no more bus rides. Or do you think that this could just go on as a career for you?
Well, the bus ride, I love the NBA, and that's like a party on the bus. So I can't even see that stopping. As long as the people say, you know, ask me for it, we're going to do that. This is my fifth year doing it. So the bus ride is going to keep going. I don't know. There's room for opportunity and growth with bigger and better things. So I don't know how long that's going to go either. But as far as me doing stuff, maybe a couple of more years, then I might scale it back.
Wow.
Yeah, because I try to focus a little bit more on the personal life.
I hear you. You definitely got to do that. You know, because some people, they don't have the, you know, they be like, you know what, I'm tired, I can't deal with the stress and everything. Now, when it comes down to the ticket situation, how do you get the people, how do you get to that point of trusting people to give them your tickets and knowing they're going to come back with your money and not trying to do a squeeze play on you? It's just like, you know, you just got to trust them regardless.
I just got to trust them, you know. My team, I'm constantly trying to develop, you know, trying to get more people and add people to my team. And the trust comes with time, you know. And a lot of stuff I'm just going to have to do hands-on. If I can't trust you, then I got to do it myself. You know, that's just the bottom line.
Okay, so let's say you got somebody you give your tickets to at every event. Let's say you give them about 10, 15 tickets. And every event, they come back and they don't have nothing. Do you still get involved with them? Do you still keep trying to give them those tickets? Or do you just be like, well, you know what? I can't, you know, go on with this situation. So I need to just, you know, fill this part out, you know, and leave them alone. Or do you still keep yourself involved with them?
I mean, a situation like that, it depends on what they bring to the table. If they can help in other manners or other aspects, I would definitely keep them on because, you know, ticket selling is, sales is like the hardest part of pretty much any game. So, I mean, I can understand if you have a bad month or a bad few months or different things, because that's the hardest aspect. Of course, I'll give them less tickets each time. But if that's not meant for them and they still want to help, in other words, I would keep them on, because, I mean, you can never have too many assets.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you still give them a shot regardless of the fact of they not selling no ticket. I think that's good, you know, regardless, because, you know, maybe it's coming to a situation where, you know, those people that don't sell those tickets later on down the line, those people might be the one that sell the most tickets for you.
That's right.
But you do have some people that don't want to get involved with that situation of, you know, well, you're not making no money from me on selling these tickets or anything. But, Rob, what I want you to do is I want you to let everybody know about your events you got coming up one more time and give them your information. Like I said, my line is flooded and everything. So give them that information one more time.
Okay. Tomorrow night we'll be at our Bella's, 10 Reed Street. It's the 10th annual Red and Black Affair. Music by DJ Super Dave and DJ Danny B. Doors open at 10 o'clock. Advance tickets are 20 more at the door. And red and black attire required. We got exotic fair. We got a strip show party going on. So it's 40 for that. Friday, December 6th, we're going to be at Parkchester in the Bronx, Golden Palace, 1451 Unionport Road, the Pow Pow Comedy Show. And that doors open at 7. Showtime is 8:30. And the host is Imagine, music by DJ Prime. Headline is comedian Tony Woods. After parties by DJ Smoothie and Funkmaster Flex should be coming through. And those advance tickets are $20. You can contact me for that. And you missed the bus for January, but we will be going back in April. The NBA trip to Philly, season finale, April 5th, 76ers versus the Nets. And those tickets are $125. You can hit me up on Facebook, Robert B. Cruz. You can hit me up on Instagram, RDiddy1. You can hit me up, 917-744-3485. And I appreciate all of y'all. And thank you, GQ Pals.
No doubt, Rob. You know how we do. I want to tell you, definitely an honor. You know you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem. All you got to do is hit me on the map. We got each other. No, we definitely going to keep in touch anyway. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
You know, if I get that call about those tickets, I'm going to definitely let you know about them too as well.
All right. I appreciate that, Rich Money. Take care of yourself.
All right. You too.
All right.
Robert V. Cruz, Dons and Divas. Okay. Coming up next, you know what? We have 11-year-old. I'm going to call her Tay because I can't pronounce her whole name right now. So when she come on, I'm going to let her pronounce it to y'all. So I'm going to call her Tay for right now. She is 11 years old, and she is doing big things in the music industry. She got a lot going on. We're going to play some of her smashing singles. We have her manager on the line that's going to be on as well, David, and her mother, Vanessa. So stay right there and don't move. This is Rich Money. GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
They saw me coming, but they didn't know what to think. They didn't think this could happen. Wasn't really sure of me. I'll try to keep on moving. I won't trip off what they say. And I know that they'll keep hating on me each and every day.
got to stay faithful. Yeah. I got to get higher. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Higher. Higher.
Lord, take me higher.
Vanessa and her manager Dave on the line. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, first, I want to thank y'all for joining us this evening because I know Tay. She is a very busy young lady. We also have her on the line with you as well, right, Mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You sound a little low.
Oh, I'm right here. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, I want to ask Tay questions. I'm going to ask Mom questions, and I'm going to ask Dave questions, the manager as well. But let me get to you first, Dave. How did you come about discovering this very young artist?
Well, my fiance, her job where she works at, this young lady, she knew her mother, and she told me about her. And I spoke to her mother, and, you know, at the time that I spoke to her, she was, you know, involved with another situation, so I had to wait that out. And after I waited that out, you know, I was able to, you know, get back in touch with her, and the rest is basically history. You know, now we are on the path of glory, me, her, and her mother, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mom, let me ask you, when did you realize Tay could sing?
Oh, that was a very long time ago. I guess I just heard her singing. I think it first started out with her dancing. She used to perform at, you know, the family functions, and she'd be dancing, and then from there, it led to the singing, and from there, it led to the rapping. And from there, it led to the producing.
So, as her being such a young age, how do you go through the fact of, okay, do you have like a tutor for her? Because her songs is just like, ooh, I'm remarkable for her to be so young. I know a lot of young kids, you know, they also got to go to school as well. And, you know, how do you work around that, being that you a mom and, you know, dealing with the manager, dealing with singing and, you know, the family? How do you balance all that out?
It's a lot, trust me. But it's a lot. As moms, you know, we wear many hats and, you know, we multitask. That's part of the job. So I love music, and you know, my family is a musical family. So it just comes naturally, the music part. We're always playing and listening to music. That's a given. And that's in our blood, basically. So the business side of the music industry is the problem. But the natural singing and dancing, that's, you know, just a part of who we are.
Now, do we have Tay on the line?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Tay, are you there? Hello? Tay, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you a little shy? There's nothing to be shy about. Are we a little shy?
No. Said
okay. Go ahead. You was going to say something? Go ahead.
Well, hi, world. My name is Hannah Walcott. And I am an upcoming singer-songwriter, rapper, producer, dancer, songwriter. I think I said that already. And pianist.
Okay. Now, you are 11 years old. If you could perform on a stage with anybody that you could think about right now that's in the music industry, let's say like Beyonce, somebody, who would it be?
I like to perform on stage with Beyonce, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Justin Bieber, Von Xavier. You know, just all the great people with great stage presence, you know.
Now, let me ask you, do you recall the very first song that you ever did or ever wrote?
Yes. Well,
okay, what was the name
of it? I think my mom wrote it. It was actually my first rap, and it was called Who Stole Teddy Bear? It was when I was 7, and I recorded it.
Okay, it was just 7. Okay, now this first song that you have is called We Come Out. Now, who actually wrote that song with you? Was it your mom? You did it by yourself? Did Dave help you? Mom, feel free to join in with us as well on the conversation. You know, Dave as well, you know, was it something that, you know, how did you come up with the title, you understand? Because I don't want, you know, like she's 11, I want to also have you involved in the conversation as well, Mom.
Well, I actually came up with the chorus, but I wrote the verses, and the song is about, like, I meet a new group of friends, and they want to know about me, so that's what the verse is about, and then the chorus is like, we all come out to play, let's have fun, to each other.
Yeah, she made the beat, actually, so when I heard the beat, the lyrics, We Come Out to Play, came into my head, and the melody to that, and then she wrote the verses. I think I may have helped her out a little bit on the bridge or something like that, but that's how that song came about.
Wow, and she did the beat?
Yeah, she did the beat, and then we took it to the studio, and the producer, he enhanced the beat and added, you know, a few things and mastered it.
Mm-hmm.
Made it sound more professional.
Well, let me ask you, what made you feel like, wow, my, you know, a lot of people know their kids are talented, but they don't really see the talent until they get older and then be like, wow, okay. You know, like, what was your first impression like to know your daughter so young and so talented?
I wished, because I myself used to sing. Like I told you, it's the musical family. My father was a musician. He was a drummer. And I used to be in a group with my sister many years ago. So I always wished that, you know, before she was even born, that if I had children, that they would want to be into music, because I just loved it so much. And so when I noticed that, you know, both of my children were into music, I really encouraged that. So I'm not one of those parents who are like, oh, I want you to be a lawyer, a doctor. You know, just be whatever you want to be.
Mm. Okay.
So long as, you know.
Go ahead.
So long as they're happy, you know, doing what they're doing, you know, then the education in school comes first, as they know.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Side thing.
Exactly. Now, Dave, let me ask you.
Yes.
Like you said, you went through some situation. But what was your first impression when you first heard her song?
Well, my first impression was, you know, for her to be at a tender age, at 11, and have so many different abilities is an amazing task, you know. And I just knew, you know, that if, you know, we worked hard and we planned right and, you know, and try to get to the right people, you know, I think the rest will be history. I think she's definitely going to be a name to watch out for in the industry because of the fact that she has so many different talents, you know, and
mm-hmm.
we do want to be careful, you know. We're interested in labels, but then we're not because we don't want nobody to, you know, take her creativity away, you know, because sometimes when you sign with labels, they want to, you know, they don't want her to have so much creative control. So we would like for her to try to maintain that, you know, because she's only going to grow in that area as time goes on.
Okay, that's a good thing, though, because you got one. That's one thing you got to watch out is for these major labels. But they'll definitely take it if they can. But, Mom.
Yes, I'm still
I
here.
Would like you to introduce the first song coming out. I mean,
all
we
right.
come out.
Yes, I'd like to introduce the first song, which is called We Come Out to Play, written and produced by my daughter, Tayana Walcott.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Go far, so talk to my haters, give them my regards. My stability, there's so much of them you can see. And God has given lots of talent to me. Believe, and then you can achieve. First it's a dream, now it's reality.
We come out to play.
The Brooklyn is where I come from. I am at the top and I've only begun. Now I won't stop until my day is done. Watch out for my rhymes. Repetition, how many times? The time, now it's time to let the sun shine. I'm big like a giant, but you watch me rise. One thing that I'm about is compromise.
We come out to play.
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 I live my life, I just go day by day. Chilling with my friends, cause we came out to play.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back. That was 11-year-old Tayana. Did I say the name right?
Yes, Tayana.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Tayana, yes. 11-year-old Tayana. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Her lyrics, she has a voice that's really catching the crowd. You know, and that song right there, We Come Out to Play, for her to sit there and write that song, it's definitely a gift. It's definitely a gift. Ain't no question about it. Now, Mom, let me ask you. I know you write a couple of songs for her, but is there anything that she's done in the past that was put out that you feel that what makes her different from what she did before compared to what she got going on now?
The thing about Tayana, I would say, is that none of her songs really sound the same. She has a unique way of being able to, because, you know, like people like Babyface and all the great producers and songwriters, they have a certain signature sound and style. But with Tayana, I think it's really a nice thing. None of her songs sound the same. When she produces songs, I think, I don't know if we mentioned this, but she uses Pro Tools, and we have an iMac, and she makes beats at home, then we'll take it to the studio, you know, to have it, the finishing touches being put on it and stuff like that. So none of her songs sound the same. I don't know if I really answered your question, but
yeah.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Now, what makes it different from what she did back then compared to what she's doing now? What makes the songs different? Either one, Mom, Dave, either one of y'all can answer that question if you want.
She's much better as now. The talent is just getting better and better. She's, it's just remarkable, you know. The songs in the beginning were somewhat amateurish, but now she sounds like very professional, I would say.
Okay, so
I'm waiting. Like, she keeps growing.
Oh, yes, because I see she was in the Source magazine. There's something with Source magazine. I don't have it offhand, but I seen something with Source magazine as well. Now, that's a big magazine. You know, she also gonna be in the GQ Palace magazine. Though you talk about Source magazine, which was way out before, you know. How did that come into the field of getting put in that magazine and, you know, grabbing that mic and, you know, the interview and everything? What was that like, you know, for you to also see that your daughter's getting in this magazine as well?
Actually, that isn't accurate. I don't think she was in the Source. I'm sorry about that, but that's not yours.
Oh, okay, because I know I did see a picture with her with the Source magazine and the guy from Source as well, Source magazine.
Oh, so right. Sure.
I don't know if she was, no, I'm not saying she was in the picture, but I know it's some type of connection there for them to be there with her. And you know, it's definitely some type of connection there.
It was a Stop the Violence event in the Bronx, and they were there, and she did take pictures with them, and, you know, they've been trying to help, but as subjects come up that deal with bullying and stuff like that, I'm sure they'll be interviewing her, but that hasn't happened yet, so just putting that out there if you guys are listening, Source Magazine.
And to me, that's a very good concept, especially for a young child her age to actually be talking about the bullying situation. You understand? Because you have some people that don't even discuss the situation about the kids being bullied, and you hear about it on the news and everything. And for her to be such a young age with such a strong mind to even write a song about it, I think that's a real brilliant thing for her. You understand? Now, Dave.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, as far as you being a manager,
Yes.
You have managers that's out there and they're trying to help groups, and you're saying, like you said, you know, you're not looking for nothing major. You understand? But what if you had to choose between a major and an independent? You would just go with an independent label? And how do you also feel about the situation about having iTunes on and the artists dealing with their own, you know, their own development with iTunes?
Yeah, I mean, iTunes is fine. I mean, you know, me and her mother are jointly working together, so we ain't going to just count a major out per se. But, you know, if we can bring to the table her capabilities and what she's capable of doing and what she can do, and, you know, they don't rule out her creative control, we would consider a major. You know, we're not just going to say we're going to turn our back on anything, you know, but we just want to, as a young artist, we want to protect her skills as well. You know, we don't want her skills to be downplayed because she has so many great skills and great abilities. And the more she gets the opportunity to show people what she has, the better her skills are going to be. You know, so by the time she reaches a certain age, she's going to be even more phenomenal because as time goes on, she's going to definitely grow. You know, and with the right guidance of me and her mother and the right toolage, I think she's on her way to stardom, actually.
All right, so let me ask you, as you being a manager, what's the best thing and the worst thing about being a manager for an artist?
Well, you know, sometimes with, you know, certain artists, not her, but other artists, you know, sometimes they don't believe in your abilities and what you can do, you know, and sometimes as a manager, you might have more confidence in the artist than they do in you. So, you know, it's just about the right chemistry and being with the right people and being affiliated with somebody that believes in you as well as you believe in them, you know, because it's always a joint effort, you know. And my job is to try to make sure I do what I have to do as a manager so that, you know, the artist can have a successful career. And if I don't step up to the plate and do my job, then it's not necessary for me to be there, so I have to do my part. But in this situation, me and the parent is working together.
I'd like to add, Dave is like the best manager ever. His email address is Get Busy Dave, so David definitely gets busy. I mean, my phone is like ringing constantly. All hours of the day and night, David's like, you know, we're working on this, working on that. I mean, he doesn't stop. And, you know, Tayana's in the very best of hands. You know, we're very fortunate and blessed to have Dave as her manager.
Okay. Wow. And it's good that y'all got that strong bond. And, you know, excuse me. One thing I know after being in the music industry for over 20 years, you got to have that strong bond. Because if you don't, if somebody could feel that they could come in between it and break it apart, they'll do it in a heartbeat. You understand?
Yeah.
Now,
you've got to work with people that you trust and believe in. And David has this such huge faith in Tayana, you know, and he really believes in her. And we have that bond, you know, and we trust him. So, you know, he's where we want to be. We feel comfortable with each other. It's a good match.
Yes, yes, and that's what I mean. That's what's good about it. Now, I also see she plays a piano and a guitar.
Yeah, she plays the piano. That's my favorite instrument. So when she was, I think, from the time they were little, I bought them those little pianos when they were like two. And then when she was about seven, she started taking lessons. But she more so plays by ear than read music. She can read a little bit, but she more so plays by ear. And recently, she started taking guitar lessons.
Okay. Now, Tayana, are you there? I know somebody else is going to say something. I'm sorry, somebody was going to say something else?
No.
You was going to say something, right, Dave? Go ahead, say what you're
going to say. No, I'm good.
Okay.
You know, let Tayana
now.
Go.
Oh, okay. Now, Tiana, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me ask you. You a sixth grader, and you go to school. How do your friends feel about you singing? Because, you know, in that field position, you know, you get a lot of people that get upset because you're so talented. Do you got a lot of friends that's real close to you, that you feel is real close to you? And you performed a lot. How do you feel when you go on stage?
I don't feel anything when I get so I just like let everything out and I just how I express myself, just like cool myself. When I go to school, kids they just like I'm singing. It's like sometimes it's okay and sometimes it's not. And because on you know, if somebody sees somebody famous, say, like, oh my gosh, my gosh, my gosh. And like, every day I would go to that. I'm like, okay. Okay. It's like November every day. So, I mean, like, I appreciate the support, but, you know I'm a regular person.
That's right. It's all right to get tired sometimes. You're a very talented young lady. And, you know, sometimes you get to that point where, you know, you do get tired and everything. But, you know, a secret to what some people do is they throw the dark glasses over their eyes and they close their eyes so they don't see the crowd. Have you ever caught, like, I don't know if you know the meaning of butterflies in your stomach?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever feel like that before when you got on stage?
Not when I'm on stage, but, like, before when I go on stage, I'm like, oh, my gosh, my gosh, my gosh. But then I'm like, okay, Tiana, it's game time. Focus. You do this. You've been doing this for 4 years. Don't like, mess up now. So, and then I just get on stage and do it.
Okay. Well, what I do want to do right now, I want to get into another one of your songs. It's called Stop Bullying. Like I said, Mom, Dave, feel free to join in as I'm talking to her. You know, you can also join in the conversation as I'm talking to her and everything.
How I came up with the Stop Bullying song is I was in fourth grade and there's been a lot of bullying, and there was a Stop Bullying organization in my school, so I played a major role in that. But then I decided to take matters into my own hands and write a song about bullying. It's not just in my school, it's global, and every day approximately 8 million kids commit suicide with bullying. So I love that song because I'm trying to reduce a lot of people that commit suicide and I give them to zero. So it's really to like help people to stop bullying and to be nice to each other and just to have peace.
Okay. Great response. Okay, so we're going to play that right now, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, Dons and Divas, here's another banger by 11-year-old Tiana. She is doing it big. This is called Stop Bullying here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Stop bullying.
and you're out. Another year, that's the wrong thing to do. It truly is, you hurt, you fight. You throw your mic, but stop doing it because it isn't right. When the rhythm says stop, stop it. Okay, kids, stop picking on children, cause you think you're big. It's not just in school, it's all around you. Be a peacemaker, that's what you should do. Stop, oh yeah, stop.
People, the number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to speak to Dave, Mom, our little 11-year-old sensational up-and-coming artist, Tiana. You can stay on the line and continue to hear the show. Mom, Dave, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, now Stop Bullying is something that's definitely going to draw the crowd, especially as her being young and talking about this song. Now, I know I have some people. Hold on, I have a caller for you. Hold on, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, so what's your name?
My name is Kim. I do love the music. I must say, I think this is not the first time I've heard an 11-year-old sing or rap in a very long time. So I do want to say I do like the music. But how do you balance everything, you know? Like, how do you do school and then the rapper and then how do you do it?
You know, it's not takes hard work and dedication. Of course, school comes first. I always stress that, you know, school comes and homework comes before everything else. A lot of the stuff she's been able to do during the summer break or whenever there is a break, but she has to do her schoolwork and study before anything else. And then once that's finished, then she can work on her music, like on the weekends and stuff like that. But, you know, we make sure that her schoolwork comes first.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah. Well, actually, no. I wanted to ask Tiana, does she feel that sometimes the being an artist, you know, kind of interferes with her friends' time, or is she like just, you know, solely, you know, working on her music?
I think like the last part.
Do you have friends with you being an artist and being so young? Do you think that it interferes with your friend time? Or do you still have time to, like, be, you know, an 11-year-old, you know, as well?
Actually,
Well, all right. So sometimes, like, I can't really like hang with my friends because I'm in the studio and stuff. But you know, I always make it up to them, and we hang out at the time. But it doesn't really interfere with them. I know sometimes it might get mad, like, oh, you planned this time, but it's all good.
Yeah, it can be a bit of a sacrifice, you know, because when you're trying to achieve certain things, you have to have everything prioritized. So sometimes, you know, she doesn't have time to hang out as much as she would like to with her friends. But, you know, she has to keep her eye on the prize and say, you know, this is what I'm trying to achieve here. So it's a sacrifice.
Oh, okay. Well, keep up the good work, and hopefully at some point in time on the show you'll be able to give out the information to be able to purchase some of your music, and I'm definitely a new fan. God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate that.
Okay, people, like I said, the lines is flooded. If you have any questions that you want to say to our 11-year-old up-and-coming artist, feel free to press that one button. If not, you can continue to listen to the show. If you're on your PCs, the number to call, 646-238-38, and press 1 to go on the air. Now, Mom, to understand what the person was saying about the kids with the schoolwork, because she's 11 years old, she's in the 6th grade, you understand. So she traveled a lot, I think over almost 5 boroughs, you know, as I read, you know, bio and everything. Now, wow, I ain't even traveled that much. But
yeah, like, wow, this is something that Dad loves, you know. From a young age, this is something that she loves. So I don't think something like this you can really force your kids into, because it takes a lot of focus, dedication, and hard work. And I have another child, too. She's not my only child. So if she wasn't into it, trust me, we wouldn't be doing it. This is something that she loves to do.
Yes. Because
it's in her blood, you know. I have brothers and sisters. We all are into music, and it's gone from one generation to the next.
And that's a good thing about it. Because I also see she uses Pro Tools.
Yeah, Pro Tools 10. She started out using Ableton Live. Then she used Reason 4. And then now she uses Pro Tools 10. So she graduated to that. It was pretty good.
Ah, I hear the beats. Now, as far as the production, she's done a production on the last 2 tracks, or was it just the first one?
Just the first one, We Come Out to Play. The Stop Bullying, that was done by another producer, but she wrote the song, and I also wrote one of the verses to that song.
Oh, okay. Now, but I know it's probably hard to, like, let do, but would you allow her to do collaborations with people if, you know, she want to do a collaboration with somebody, actually work with other producers, or would you just leave it as the way you got it right now?
Yeah, definitely. Collaborations would be wonderful. You know, she's interested in sharing her talents, working with others. You know, that's how you learn and grow. It can't just be, you know, all about you. Definitely, yeah.
Because I don't know if you know, GQ Palace have over 60,000 listeners. And there was a lot of people on this show, like the Manhattans, the Delphonics, Grand Poobah, Cuban Lynx, Papa Wu from the Wu-Tang Clan, Tanae Jackson, Michael's Jackson niece. There's a lot of people that, you know, especially as her being such a young age, you know, I feel maybe we could try to get in touch with somebody and make something definitely work.
Well,
to get her out there more.
Oh, open to that, definitely. That'll be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Because she definitely got the talent. Even if you want to look us up on the Google, you can see GQ Palace. You see everything that we've done, everything we have going on. You understand?
Yeah.
And one of the things we do is to help. Huh?
I did go on the radio station on my computer, but I gotta really sit there and check it out.
Yeah. This is where you see everything that we're doing. We on over 15 different websites. We ranked number one on Reverb Nation for the past 6 months. We also put a CD out for the artists, you know.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Yeah, put them in a magazine. And she's somebody that definitely has a lot of talent. Definitely has a lot of talent. Well, of course, you know, Dave, her manager, we will get in touch with Dave, and I guess Dave will let you know what's going on. However y'all work it out, because like you said, y'all all family, y'all got that bond, which is a definitely good thing. You understand? It's definitely a good thing.
Yeah, we definitely work as a team. You know, whatever situation that I have, I definitely bring it to the table to her, you know, so that, you know, she'll know about it. You know, there's no undercutting going on here, you know, it's definitely, you know, work, you know, properly, you know, I mean, because trust is everything, you know, if you can't really trust somebody, you don't really need to be affiliated with them, you know, because trust is a very valuable asset, you know, and being truthful as well, you know, because anybody could tell a lie, but a lot of people don't tell the truth, so... You know, I try to be honest because I feel that, you know, honesty, you gain more than being dishonest. Because when you're honest and you have loyalty, it goes further. Because nobody wants to deal with somebody that's dishonest and you know, and you can't trust them. Or you know, because if you can't trust them, you can't really rely on them, you know.
Definitely.
So, I have to keep it real.
Now, Dave, let me ask you, because you asked me straight up shows, well, what's the expression when people give you, be like, well, I have 11-year-old artists. What? I know some of them think that you'd be joking at times.
Well, they'd be amazed, you know, with her, you know, with her ability, you know, with, you know, what she's capable of doing, you know, I mean, she's like, it seems like she's like way beyond her time, you know, with, you know, all the things that she's capable of doing, you know. And it's truly, you know, it's truly a blessing, you know, she's, you know, God has truly blessed her with so many different talents, you know, and we're just trying to, you know, put her in the right places at the right time so that she can definitely excel. Because as time grows, she's going to grow, you know, and that's only going to, you know, benefit her in the long run. You know.
Now,
you know, we got a good team chemistry, you know, with me, her, and her mother as well.
We sure do.
That's a good thing. So I want to ask both of y'all this question. How did y'all come up with her name? Is that the name you gave her mom, or was it something that just came to y'all head and y'all thought about it? You thought about it as, okay, Tayana, I'm going to name Tayana Tay for the stage thing. How did her name come about?
It is so funny that you should ask me that question because, as I said to you, I always dreamed that my kids would really be into music. So when I found out that I was pregnant, I wanted to pick a name that was unusual because all of the superstars, they have really nice, unusual names like Beyonce. So, you know, I came up with the name Tayana, which I thought was original, but now I'm hearing the name. So I thought I made it up.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
so it's
true.
Very new. Go ahead. What you going to say, Mom?
That's her real name. I thought I made it up, but I hear it all over the place now.
Yeah, you get that sometimes. You think, oh, okay, I got this name. Don't nobody got that name. As soon as the baby comes and you name the name and put on the birth certificate, you'd be like, oh, my gosh. How did everybody get this name? But what I want to do, I want to get another one of her singles. So beautiful. Dave.
Yeah.
Dave and Mom, y'all can break it down. Tell me about So Beautiful. Because I know, that Dave, you kind of lean back right now. I want to hear from you for a minute.
Okay, well, Beautiful, she came up with that concept because she felt that a lot of people, you know, have low self-esteem, and she wanted people to know that no matter who you are or where you've been, you're still beautiful. You know, so it's a song, you know, to uplift, you know, people's spirits that feel kind of down and kind of low in reference to their self-esteem. So it's really a self-esteem song. And, you know, it's a very positive message, you know. I myself, I think it's a hit single.
That's the first song I heard. So I'm going to tell you, so I was like, oh, wow. Because I wanted to rotate it on because we have 9 different episodes. And I wanted to rotate it on Monday and on Wednesdays and on Thursdays and on Fridays. But I'm like, well, you know, I can't just rotate it without speaking to somebody and finding out if it's all right. You understand? But the other one I really haven't heard until tonight. Beautiful was the first song I heard. But Mom, what's your theory on Beautiful?
Definitely a song to uplift, especially the young girls, because it's all tied into the same thing. People, the bullying, you know, a lot of them commit suicide because they have low self-esteem. So this song, Beautiful, is just telling the young girls in particular that, you know, you are beautiful. No matter what anybody says, you got to believe in yourself. You know, you're a beautiful person. And that's the message in that song.
Okay, so this is the last song. I would like Tayana respond on it as well.
Oh, sure. Tayana, where are you?
Tayana?
Yes.
What is your song Beautiful about and what it means to you? So beautiful.
Well, actually, I was on the piano and I was coming up with the melody, and I was thinking to myself, why are girls so insecure? So I decided to write a song about people. It's to help women, so basically anybody stop them insecure and with people with low self-esteem to have high self-esteem, feel confident about themselves, and to know that everybody is beautiful inside and out, and don't let anybody tell you that you're not beautiful because you are beautiful, and that's the way you were. That's the way you were made, beautiful. So that's
okay. Wow. Okay, you are a very intelligent young lady.
Thank you.
You know exactly what you want. You know exactly what you're going for, and don't you let nobody stop you from going and doing what you have to do to achieve.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay, Dons and Divas, we're gonna get into one more of 11-year-old up and coming artist sensation Tayana's single So Beautiful here on GQ Palace Radio. Love and
change. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Oh,
first heard that song, it blew my top. I said, wow.
Thank you.
She has so much talent, and she's going to go a long way. You understand? A long way. We actually have another caller on the line. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on, man? Happy holidays to you and Lavinia.
All right, same to you. Actually, we have up-and-coming artist, 11-year-old R&B sensation, Tyana, on the line. This is actually Mike Ice under Lock and Key Entertainment, who actually deals with artists.
That's what's up.
Wow.
Yeah. I just did a showcase, man. I just want to actually give you homage for coming out and supporting and everything and being a judge and everything. Rich, I appreciate that, man. Me and the whole Under Lock and Key Entertainment just, you know, want to thank you for that.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. But, Mike, you know what I want you to do when you get a chance? I would like you to listen to this 11-year-old up-and-coming artist we have. I just played her last song, and she got a lot of things going on. That's her mother and her manager on the line as well.
All right.
And she's 11 years old. She got a lot of things going on. You understand? A whole lot of things.
Nice.
Mike does a lot of big things in the music industry, TV shows, showcases, and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, she does a lot. She does a lot.
Yeah, I got the TV shows in Brooklyn and the Bronx.
Yeah, matter of fact, Mike, give out your information while I have you on the line. Let them know about you. Give out your information and everything, because my lines is flooded. So let everybody know exactly who Mike Ice is under Lock and Key and everything.
Cool. I'm Mike Ice. I manage artists also. I have my TV shows and stuff like that. And I just want to give everybody, my website is www.underlockandkeyent.com. You can go there and check out everything that we do, artists, music, photos, footage, everything. Everything is up and running. My YouTube page is Lock and Key ENT 365. My Facebook page is Mike Geist. Please connect with me, everybody out there on my Facebook. I post a lot of stuff up. I just posted my last showcase winners and pictures up. And you can contact Rich Money also. He gets in touch with me. We family, so you can go through him also. And anybody actually want to enter any of my shows, just hit us up. And, yo, you good to go. You know what I mean?
Great. Thank you.
Okay. But, you know, Mike, it was definitely a good thing. You know, like I said, anytime you need it, you know how we do. It's never a problem.
Appreciate that, man. Just want to wish everybody, you know, happy holidays and be safe out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to run real quick. Got to go promote to a couple of things. Got some events coming up and everything. Just look out for the Under Lock and Key mixtape coming out. We got a lot of things with JMO, Destruct, Zumani. They're my artists that I manage. Look for a lot of things. We got some videos coming up. So anybody want to be in the video, pay a cameo, come out and support, let me know, hit Rich up, or hit me up, and you're welcome to come through.
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely will
nice
do that.
Nice talking to you, Mike.
Appreciate that. And y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man. You know what I mean? Mad love to y'all, man.
All right. Thanks. We appreciate that. You keep doing your thing as well.
Appreciate it. All right. Y'all have a good evening. Talk to you later,
Rich.
All right.
Yeah, Mike Ice, he's doing a lot of big things. I was actually at one of his events with Video City, Fly Girl from NBC, and, you know, a couple of other people that was there at the last event. But what I like for y'all to do is give everybody the information to hear Tyana's music, how to get in touch with her, her Twitter, her Facebook, everything.
All right, Tyana, you can handle that.
My Instagram is Tyana Walcott, TayanaWalcott, and so is my Facebook fan page. My Twitter is the same thing, only with the one, Tyana Walcott 1, TayanaWalcott 1. So that's my social media.
Yeah, once again, her name is spelled T-A-Y, N like Nancy, A, W-A-L, C as in cat, O, double T as in Tom. Okay? Thank you.
Okay. Well, like I said, we got 9 different episodes. We definitely going to be rotating our songs. You know, she goes into GQ Palace magazine and everything. As executive producer, get in touch with you about that. We do the CDs with up-and-coming artists and the pioneers and people of like 4SMDs. We have their exclusives and stuff as well that we put on a CD and we just send them out. And there's no charge for nothing. This is just how GQ Palace does everything. We send them out through the tri-state area and everything like that.
Wow.
So we do all that. And if y'all have any more exclusives, feel free to send them in. Dave, you have the number. You should give it to Mom as well. And we definitely going to keep in touch because we definitely going to make some things happen.
Okay, we definitely look forward to that, you know, and we really appreciate you, you know, giving us the time and, you know, and promoting us on your show. We, you know, we really appreciate that, you know, that you're giving us love. And, you know, we're looking forward to doing other things with you as well.
Oh, okay. We definitely going to make something worse. So don't be surprised. Just start getting those calls for collaborations as well.
Okay.
Yes.
No
pleasure.
We definitely looking forward to it, you know.
Right. And like I said, y'all are welcome back. Anytime is never a problem. Just call and let us know. It's definitely back on the air.
Okay, no problem. How do we go about possibly getting a copy of the interview?
Well, all you got to do is Are you friends with Lavina, executive producer? Well, if you look on Facebook and everything,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you're going to see the link. You go to Lavina page, if she ain't put it on your wall or something, you'll see the link.
Yeah,
all you got to do is press that link. It's automatically going to go back. Okay, you press that link, it automatically goes back into the archives.
Okay.
If you want to go to the GQ Palace page, you could go to www.geeque.wix.com/GQ Palace Radio. Go on to that webpage and it'll be up there.
Oh, okay.
But all you have to do is just press that link as soon as you see it. At the end of the show, which we end at 9 o'clock because we have a big offer coming on next as well. After 9 o'clock, you press that link and it'll take you right to the archives.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we'll be able to save it off the archives and put it in the MP3 format?
Yeah. You can save it off the iCarb and everything.
Oh, okay.
And if you feel you have a problem, just give us a call and we'll run you through it.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good.
All right. So, Dave, Mom, I've been calling you Mom all night, Vanessa.
Okay.
You know,
it's been such
Tiana?
A great pleasure. So much. Yes, Tiana.
Tiana. Okay, I was like, I almost had it. I almost said, I'm not good with that. I'm not good. I give my own daughter a name. Her name is Dark Ways. I get it mixed up, man. And not Asia. I'll be getting them mixed up sometimes. Destiny is an easy one. But I want to thank you once again. It was definitely an honor having y'all on.
Thank you again.
It was a pleasure you giving us the opportunity, and we truly appreciate it.
All right, no problem.
Tiana, you want to say anything?
You say that was Tiana just said something, right? What you going to say?
I just said thank you. Thank you for having me, and the pleasure is ours.
You're welcome, sir. And don't you let nobody stop you from doing. You make sure you're there with your mother and Dave, because they're going to take you all the way to the top. And don't let nobody tell you nothing different. And make sure you get your schoolwork done. That's more important, too. Make sure you get that schoolwork done.
Yeah.
She's currently an A student, so she's doing her thing in school, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good, too. Make sure you stay with those A's. Don't let nothing distract you.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. And thank you. It's been an honor having you on. I want to thank you for coming on, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. All right, Dons and Divas. That was Manager David, Mother Vanessa, and up-and-coming 11-year-old artist sensation, Tiana. I hope I said her name right. Okay, coming up next, we have author Kiki, whose novel Promise has been circulating the globe. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
And here we go. We go. We go.
Like I met today, she was a goddess, more than a dime, so fine, such an opportunity I could not miss. No, never have I seen beauty like I was beholding with my own eyes, full of class, her own style, everything from my head to her toes was so nice. Yeah, a woman built like her had me locked in such a day. I fell so in love and I did not even know.
Out, she's so untouched.
Welcome back to the palace. You know how Rich Money does it. If I don't get that call within a certain amount of time, Rich Money calls it a night. So I think that's what I'm going to do. We're going to end this show kind of early tonight. Plus my executive producer slash my fiance slash my soulmate slash my best friend slash my everything slash my switchboard operator is kind of tired. And I'm feeling the same way. So we're going to call it a night. Once again, I want to thank all the callers, all the guests, especially all the listeners. Don't forget, GQ Palace has 9 different episodes a week with 11 different hosts. On Sunday, this Sunday, there will not be no show on Spiritual Sunday with Miss Lavina Polite. But to fill y'all in, we have Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9 with Miss Lavina Polite, bringing you the most powerful evangelists, ministers, pastors, elders, quoting the scriptures of the Bible, playing gospel music. Also, feel free to call in and give in your testimony. They also send out prayers. That's Miss Lavina Polite from 7 to 9, Spiritual Sundays, every Sunday. Right after Miss Lavina Polite with Spiritual Sunday, we have Crossroad Temple with Brother Timothy Squibby Hunter, legendary singer from the legendary group Atlantic Stars. That's from 9 to 10, bringing you Crossroad Temple, interviewing gospel artists and hip-hop gospel artists only. That's from 9 to 10 on Sunday. So on Sunday, you got Miss Lavina Polite from 7 to 9, Spiritual Sundays, Crossroad Temple, 9 to 10, with Brother Timothy Squibby Hunter. Then on Mondays, we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, with my man, the mayor, as he be playing the hottest up-and-coming artists and pioneers material never heard. That's 8 to 9 on Mondays, UAR. We also have different hosts that will also be coming on that scene on Mondays, 8 to 9, UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio. Then 9 to 11, we have Miss Deanne Lane, Love, Life, and Loyalty, bringing and discussing to you any and all topics that deal with love, life, and loyalty from 9 to 11 on Mondays. So let me run it down to you again. Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9, Miss Lavina Polite. 9 to 10, Crossroad Temple, Brother Timothy Squibby Hunter. Monday, UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, with the mayor and some other hosts that will be hosting on the show as well. And then from 9 to 11 on Monday, you have Deanne Lane, Love, Life, and Loyalty. Then on Tuesdays, you have GPS, GQ Palace Sports with the mayor, bringing you the bigger picture. Yep, back to back with the mayor, Monday, Tuesday, bringing you the bigger picture in sports, doing it how he say it, hard body karate. So if you don't know your sports, don't call in, because you might get your feelings hurt. I'm going to keep it real with you. But they go in on the sports on Tuesdays, 8 to 10, GPS. On Wednesdays, from 7 to 9, you have Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, Angie T and Rachel, bringing you their grown and sexy topics, also playing the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B. That's Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, Wednesday, 7 to 9. Then, from 9 to 10, you have Fallout Comedy with comedian Rakim Chick Singleton, bringing you the funniest, laughingest, holding your stomach jokes live on radios. That's Wednesday, 7 to 9, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, 9 to 10, Fallout Comedy with Rakim Chick Singleton. Then Thursday, you have Reality and Relationship with KL and Tiffany Belvin. That's 8 to 10, as they bring you the truth to the matter, the truth to the matter, facts on relationships, and let you know what's going on in the world of the news today. That's Thursdays, 8 to 10. Then on Friday, you're right back here with Rich Money on Love and Entertainment. Don't forget, my man Black Silk got it going on tonight at the Body over there by Hudson River Cafe, 135th 12th Avenue. His second birthday party, he's doing it big. My man Tim Dog will be performing his single that's hitting hard, Shake. Make sure you go down there, show your support. Then, December 1st, it is going down. GQ Palace will be in the building. Coco Chanel will be in the building. Def Lover, Latoya Times from Video City, Joey Smack from Rough Riders, featured acts. December 1st, it's going down. Nonstop Media does it again. CEO Santana, me, myself, executive producer Rich Money. It's going to be sick. 3201 Queens Boulevard at Club of Law, December 1st. So make sure you get down there. I want to wish all y'all a safe, happy, and blessed weekend. And we're going to go out with this joint right here. Excuse me, with this joint right here. This new joint called Damn by K. Michelle. I'm your host, Rich Money. Have a safe and blessed weekend. This is Love & Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
I tried, but it didn't.